So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
No, no. I cannot take this call right now. I am on with episode 50 of the Toy Aisle podcast. I'm sorry. I got to go. With Dave is waiting on me. Our audience.
Not now, Grandma. Not now.
Granny, I will be back later on. Dave, what's up? Dude. Episode 50 of the freaking Toy Aisle podcast. What's up, man?
Coming in hot, dude. I'm glad you talked to your grandma. That's nice. You know, hopefully she's going to watch tonight. I'm good, dude. Did you, I saw your shenanigans that you got in the fourth. Your little stone cold impression was, I give it an 8 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's my thing is, for those that didn't know, I posted it on my story, but hopefully everyone had a great, safe 4th of July holiday. My wife and I and a few friends decided that we wanted to go to the river. Let's rent a canoe. And so naturally, when you're on the river and it's super hot outside, you need some cold ones to obviously bring that temperature down and to bring that buzz up. That's what we're going for there. And so we docked and I said, you know what? Let's do something for TikTok. Let's do something for the gram. Go ahead and throw me some damn beer. And I did my best stone cold impression, everybody, that I could do. And here's the thing that I was disappointed in. And someone commented, they said, you know, if you were going to be a real one, you would have caught them with one hand like the rattlesnake would do. And I didn't. I caught them with two hands because I was kind of only a one take hit and I didn't want to take a chance of dropping them. But I'm 8 out of 10. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Practice makes perfect. So just get out there this weekend and just, you know, keep practicing, you know.
We do have another canoe date with some friends on the 18th. And so I guess if we'll be out there again, I might as well. Let's just go and do it. Let's see if I can do it for part two.
The sequel.
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones. Mine is good. I was basically on the road like all the time, just driving all over the Southwest. We were over in New Mexico and then, you know, back out, you know, at the cabin and stuff. So we had a good fourth though, but I'm excited to get into some Jedi Council. But before we do, you know, if you're listening and watching, thank you so much. You know, please subscribe to our channel, review us. That helps out a lot on the podcast. So if you guys are enjoying that, the podcast and the YouTube here, you know, give us some love and hit that notification bell and a like and a subscribe. Much appreciated.
It's the least you can do for the content that we put out there each week. It's the least you can do to let us know that you care, because we care about you. So
yeah, man.
Let's get into this Jedi Council. We got some good stuff this week, man. We really do. Lots of good segments.
Great transition.
Absolutely. And if you guys, for those that are listening on the podcast and you don't get to actually see what we're doing here, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can see these incredible transitions that producer Matt put together for us. But here we are, the Jedi Council. Let's go ahead and start it off, man. PulseCon 2021 is on its way.
Yeah, and we still don't have a date yet. They just officially said, you know, later in the fall, but you know, Kevin looked up what the date was last year, and it was October. Was it what day? September.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we got a couple months, but you know, all those reveals are going to start trickling in from all of, you know, I mean, not just Hasbro. I know Hasbro's, you know, the PulseCon, but like we're getting towards that San Diego, New York Comic Con kind of con, you know, fair. Yeah, so we're gonna start getting everyone's stuff.
Yeah, I know Toy Fair's coming up. We'll talk about that when we get to some of the six scale. There's some summer showcases that, you know, a couple companies are getting ready to debut and put out there. So we have a lot of plastic en route. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. I mean, out of all of the, like, the Hot Toys event is always fun to watch. And then, you know, PulseCon, couldn't really remember what they really announced last year, but it was like a 3-day event. I think they had, didn't they have like Fallout Boy play?
Yeah, they had some interesting acts, musical acts, I guess, to make it feel kind of like an actual con. Not the choices that I would have picked, you know, to headline. I guess, you know, Guns N' Roses may have been a little bit unavailable. So, but yeah, I mean, it was cool with what they were going to do. I mean, that's cool. Let's roll with that.
Yeah. Okay. And then, I mean, episode 50, but episode 51 next week is our official 1 year anniversary of having this lovely little podcast, YouTube show. Well, you know what I mean? We did the podcast for a year starting next week. So yeah. Pretty exciting stuff, man. So we'll have to kind of talk about some of our favorite stuff that's happening.
We certainly will, and be able to reflect. We'll definitely want to reflect. I'll never forget the call I took on my back porch from this man, from this man named Dave, saying, "Hi, I'm Dave. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Is this something you might want to do?
Do you want to be on my podcast?"
But I don't want it to be a bunch of posers on there. I don't want to be a bunch posers. But no, we'll talk about that. Yes, sir. Absolutely. But man, for everyone that has listened, for everyone that is with us weekly and that have given us reviews and likes, we've gotten this far because of y'all support, and we want to continue to grow on that. And you and I, Dave, have talked off air and off through text and such about how, you know, it's a little bit of an uphill battle, you know, launching podcasts and kind of getting ourselves out there. And sometimes it takes a while for the ball to get rolling, but we're doing really well. And it's all because of y'all out there and all of our friends. So continue to let people know. We do have some neat, fun things that we're going to be trying, obviously, you know, in the next coming weeks and such. So stay tuned. I know that they're talking about giveaways. People were wanting giveaways today. AZ Toy Hunters Guild, obviously, is talking about that. No giveaways this week, but we may get something together for next week.
We got to get Kevin liquored up, and then that'll happen.
Last week was interesting, man. I woke up with so much cotton mouth last Wednesday. It was pretty wild.
That was such a fun episode. That was probably one of my favorite episodes. That was a lot of fun. Well, I can't wait to get your take on this. So the last thing on the Jedi Council here is a manufacturer we don't really talk about often, and not because they're not good. It's just I'm the only one, right? You don't have anything from Storm Collectibles, right?
Correct. I don't have any figures, but I'm well aware of the line and I'm well aware of what they can do. But boy, did this get my blood going a little bit.
Yeah. So they dropped this on their social media, Storm Collectibles, already a week ago, I think, just shy of a week maybe. And they just had a little teaser and it said, "Did someone say Street Sharks?" And it's some cartoon, you know, screen capture of, you know, all these Street Sharks like pounding on a keyboard. So, I mean, are they just trolling to be trolls? Or, I mean, it's obviously they got to have the license now. I don't see why they would post something like that.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about there's an appetite for Street Sharks. The secondary market for some of the rarer ones is insane to where, you know, they're falling apart and people are still paying like $200, $300 for some of them. But you and I talked about with Storm Collectibles, I think you said you have a Mike Tyson, which is really cool. I've seen the ultimate, you know, Hollywood Hogan that they've done. Storm does all the Mortal Kombat figures.
Yeah.
They can do some really good stuff. But my biggest question is this going to be let's say they do have the license. Let's hope for the best here. If they have the license, what are these things going to look like? Would they be like a big giant piece of plastic, or would they keep that rubber feel? Because I don't think you can have that giant piece of plastic just because of the way they are, unless they stylize them in a certain way. I'm really intrigued to see where this goes.
Yeah, I don't think there's like a right or wrong answer what design they go with. But knowing that it's Storm Collectibles, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like just fully articulated, like just action figures, more like the Mortal Kombat figures, and not having that rubber, you know, kind of concept that the originals had. So I think like if maybe someone like Super 7, you know, had the rights to this or even wanted the lights, I don't know. They would probably be more true to the toy. And I feel like Storm Collectibles will be like more of like just like a monster figure.
Yeah, regardless, is that if these are debuted and they put them up for pre-order, this would be a day one pre-order for me.
Really?
They really would. And I would really be interested to see what the scale would be because the Storms, they're not 6-inch figures. They're kind of like 7, 8-inch, depending on who the character is. And then you mix in the Street Sharks, who are big. I'm really interested to see what it is. I know the Mortal Kombat Goro is, and Baraka are like big figures and such. So I think they could do it. So I hope that as we get around to this con time, we get a little bit more information on that.
Man, just for the sake of seeing you like starting like a line, you know, like in the modern toy collecting, like from start is exciting. Like I'm all for that. So let's get those.
We're ever evolving, man. We're ever evolving.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for the Jedi Council. So let's get into latest pickups. Here's your Deadpool. Okay, so
it's impossible not to smile during this. I swear to God.
Yeah, it's great. All right, so did you get anything this week?
I did. I teased it on the Instagram. We did our weekly What's in the Box, and we wanted to see what it was. And I put it on there, and I put my life-size child Grogu on it to kind of give it some scale, to kind of get an idea of what was in the box. And I said, okay, let's hear some guesses. A lot of people were still saying, oh, it's the Blitzway Ghostbusters, which tells me they're not being up to date on our podcast, and they need to get on that because we've reviewed those bad boys on this show already. So shame on you for that. So if you're listening, make sure you're subscribed. So all that to be said, Ghostbusters was the big one that most people were guessing. And then there was a lot of people asking if it was the speeder bike from the Scout, all those different things. So I had to make another post. And I said, it is not Marvel. It is not Star Wars. It is not DC. It is a team, or it's more than one figure, rather, I said. It's not a team, but spoiler alert, it was a team. So, Dave, I will throw it back to you. And even in that one post where I've listed some of the things that isn't in R, there was a subtle hint in there. Do you have a final guess before I reveal?
I missed that post, but you said it's a team and it's a 6-scale?
Mm-hmm.
And did you already eliminate Game of Thrones?
I did not. Someone else asked if it was Game of Thrones, but it is not Game of Thrones.
Okay, I'll go with Breaking Bad, the hazmat suit set.
That would be a great one, and I would love to have added that, but it's not. But let's go ahead and reveal what those are, Dave. So I decided that, as you know, I'm an impatient person, but I also feel that what I'm getting ready to reveal is the superior line of figures. As you know, 3-0 has some licenses, and obviously they do my Game of Thrones figures. They're fantastic. But I was just not 100% sold on their version, and also I'm tired of waiting. So I decided to bust out, and also they don't have this version, and I'll show you two of them. But I went ahead and got the Power Rangers
from
Ace Toys. So
Ace, this is Ace.
Ace Toys.
Right.
So these are really, really damn cool. I was able to get the entire colored line of, you know, the originals, as well as green and the green and white Ranger. So these were my two favorite Rangers growing up. They looked good. They feel good. The only thing I don't like about them is that I probably should have read the instructions a little more closely, because there's like an instruction on there and it says, do not try to swap out these hands, because you're a typical 6-scale figure. You know, you got the pegs and things like that. But with these, the hands are kind of molded into the peg. And so the pegs are already built into each hand. And I got so excited, I started ripping things out. I broke two pegs in the process.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, you know, it just comes out like this, you know, that's the way they're supposed to be. But I was sitting there trying to, you know, pop this off. And so I broke two of those in my impatience. But I do have the Power Rangers now. And these are really, really well done. I think their proportions are great. They look good. The only other thing I'd say is the ankles are a little bit weak on them. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. They look so good. And here's the thing. I've been so busy with work, I haven't had a chance to even put these in displays yet. I don't even know where I'm going to put them yet. But I do have all of the 7 Rangers. But they will have a special spot. So pretty excited to have those.
Is that the, I don't think it's your first Ace Toys purchase.
It is my first Ace Toys.
Oh, it is your first.
I don't have any other Ace Toys pieces at all. So this was a first to get into that line. And I, like I said, I'm getting tired of wait. I didn't want to wait on the 3-0 set, and I found these on eBay, and I did the maths in my head, and I got them to kind of work out cheaper than it would be per figure for Ace versus 3-0. And so the math's math for me. And that's how I rationalized it, you know, on eBay to make that purchase.
You
got to
use your rationale calculator, you know?
I used my rationale calculator. And I'm happy to have these. And I think they're really cool.
They look good, man.
Another little piece of nostalgia and, you know, childhood being added in here. Pretty excited.
I love that you're getting, like, more and more. Like, obviously, Hot Toys will still be, like, 90% of your collection. But you're getting more and more of these kind of third-party brands in your collection.
It's scary, isn't it? It's a little bit scary. Yeah. So we'll see where we land. What about you, man? We got anything for you?
It's funny. I was thinking, like, you know, reflecting of our 50th, you know, anniversary or 50th episode and coming up on our 1 year. I can't think of an episode where I did not have a latest pickup. And I'm like, man, I was like, I'm literally buying something every week, like a psychopath. But
correct.
Let's keep the streak going. And I got the latest High Republic Rising Storm by Kevin Scott, exclusive junkie hardback by Out of Print. And this is just beautiful, and it kind of matches. Yeah, it's the same style as the first book, which I also got. And then it came with a little tote.
Oh, cool. You can take that to Aldi or Publix, wherever it may be, and fill those bad boys up. I like that.
And it's like, not to get all like weird, but like, it's a nice bag. Like, it's like really like heavy duty. And like, it's not like some, you know, Trader Joe's, like, you know, shopping bag. That's just going to like,
so you can put some Steve Weisers in there and take
exactly.
Those
I was like, you know, most bags, a six pack, that's max. And then, you know, seven and eight, you put seven or eight beers in there, they're going to, you know, fall through. So, that was it, man. That's my pickup.
It's good enough for me, man. And as I loved how you said that, you know, we have over like 50 episodes in, we have continually just continued to put crap in our rooms.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have it any other way, man.
Keep the streak. I love it. All right. Well, let's get into some Star Wars talk. All right. So, Star Wars Black Series specifically. So we got some rumors via Yak Face, so very reliable. And you know, we've kind of had this rumor for a while, but it's getting more and more steam as far as codes are matching up to actual names of the figures now, that Luke and Leia in the training disguises from Rise of Skywalker. You know, We're getting those. And then Evazan and Ponda and an HK droid from Knights of the
47. Yeah.
Yep. And Leia Yavin Ceremony. So that's a pretty nice wave. You know, more and more talk as, you know, we go along without getting any more information on the HasLab Black Series. You know, they're starting to be this kind of faction that's like, well, it's going to be episode 4. It's going to be the cantina. Like, that makes sense, you know? And I'm like, you know what? Like, I was like, there's no other option other than a Jabba the Hutt playset / Rancor. That was like, once it took vehicles off the board, that was the only, you know, idea that made sense. But this cantina kind of makes sense too. And then now you got Evazan and Bonda.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right on. And I was actually thinking about that too. If you go back to the old Kenner days, you know, the old Kenner play set that was the cantina set, modernizing that, making it for 6-inch. And maybe one of the figures they throw in with that is a blue Snaggletooth, you know, 6-inch, which would be cool. Just a nice little nod to the true collectors out there. It'll be interesting to see. To command a price range, though, is what I'd be interested in. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want a $300 cantina.
Yeah, and I mean, I do and I don't, because like, other than just the bar kind of being the centerpiece, what, you're just going to have a couple booths, you know, like that.
Unless they add, you know, diorama pieces and turn it into, you can have like Docking Bay 94, you know, where part of the Falcon is, or
the front.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that would, you know, that would be a nice little tier package. Like, oh, yeah, we get this many, you know, we're gonna do the doc or whatnot. But yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting wave that Yavin Ceremony. Leia will be fantastic, you know, since it's getting that new sculpt. Obviously, her hair will be different than the archive one that they just, you know, revealed. But you know, it's exciting that, you know, that Luke and Leia is coming, because I mean, like we said the other day or last week, the Palpatine, you know, that has to happen then if they're still going to be making, you know, Tross figures.
Yeah, I really think that we are going to accomplish our goal of our 2021 predictions. I really think we're going to get there. Outside, I think we decided the Sarlacc pit wasn't going to happen. Yeah. That was the one we said.
We'll pass if it's like an English class. Like we're going to get at least.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now we're halfway through the year and we're looking pretty good. So I really think we'll get a tease potentially on the Luke and Leia packaging of, you know, Palpatine, and that'll keep the momentum going.
Yep. And then, so that's the on the kind of rumor mill for Black Series. And then Wrecker is supposed to be hitting Target in the next couple weeks. Wrecker. So what do we think here on Wrecker? Do we think he's going to be super hard to get, or do you think this is going to be a Jar Jar 2.0? I mean, we've kind of talked about the deluxes and how more than not they end up peg warming. You know, yeah. I think the only exceptions really were, I don't know, General Grievous. But that kind of like took a while before he started kind of going up in resale. But I mean, this Boba Fett and the Jar Jar and the Moloch, the Gamorrean Guard is probably the most sought after one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think because of how hard and in-depth that everyone is taking their approach to the Bad Batch, I do think that it will be a piece that is not going to be sitting around, yeah, regardless of it being a bigger figure and such. It's the one that has, you know, some of the most heartfelt scenes with Omega. And so as soon as that Omega figure comes out, you know, everyone's going to want the rest of them. And so if,
yeah,
by any chance that it is sitting, it won't sit long. I don't have any issue with this. I think it may at worst be kind of like the Boba Fett, because I saw Boba Fett actually at Walmart this week. And so it's out there if you want to find it. But anything that is clone related is an absolute moneymaker and hard sell. So thoughts and prayers for all those out there that are going to be looking for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually seeing it. You know, everyone's going to want to build that team. So okay, Vintage Collection, not a whole lot. I just wanted to point out that retro prototype Boba Fett, it has a street date at Target for July 25th. So other than that, that's all we're going to cover for Vintage Collection. Six scale. Tell us about six scale.
Kevin. Yeah, man, let's get into this. And this is not, you get a bonus rant this week, because we're going to be talking about our segment of the week of Are You a Poser? Episode 2. We'll get into that a little bit later on when we get to the Marvel side of things. But here's rant number one. This is your bonus rant for the day. We last week had our special, you know, year in review or half year look. So this is some news from 2 weeks ago, but we got the third version of the Mandalorian from, obviously, the Mandalorian. So this is the season 2 look. This is the one that people were paying top dollar to get. The thigh plate, the rocket launching on the leg. But this is the one, for some reason, it took them 3 tries to get the chrome paint on this one. This one's the chromed out version. And people are really, really pissy about this one for this reason. They announced this one while some people still haven't even had the fulfillment of their Deluxe Mando with Child figure out there. And I see where people get upset about that. If you look at that to the one with the left, that's the, you know, the deluxe that comes with Baby Grogu, and you can see the difference in the chrome. And I think I even told you my version that I have did not make my top figures of releases so far. I'm just not that impressed with it, and maybe it's because of there's no chrome on it, but I don't understand. I understand it's a marketing business thing, but I don't think it should take three releases to get a definitive version of your character. I really feel like that's really milking it, and it's unfair to some people. I know that some people are like, oh, you know, this is a completely different character. You want the head sculpt? Not. I just don't think it's worth it. This is one I'm not excited about because I already got my thigh plate. I already got my upgrades to it. And I don't think having another Grogu and simply a Pedro Pascal head sculpt is going to change anything for me. And then the deluxe is literally just bags of shit. You're literally paying $50 more for bags of shit for him to carry around. Does that make a deluxe character? To me, no, it does not. And you're like, oh, but you get all those battle damage pieces of Boba Fett. Well, are you getting the Boba Fett figure? I am. So why do I need this then? And to me, it just didn't make a lot of sense. I understand that there's some people that have exchange vouchers with some of the third-party people they got to where they complained enough and they said, hey, you know, we'll cancel your orders if it hasn't shipped out to you yet.
Really?
And we'll put that towards your version 3. So the only thing about that where people are kind of upset, and one of the things I don't get, is that immediately people ran to eBay and started throwing their deluxe Mando on eBay because they don't want this one, they want that one. And I was like, do you realize you are not going to have this figure in hand for 2 years and at best? And so, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, my display here. Do I really want to have figures removed from my display for 2 years out of spite because I want the one that's shinier? To me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So what are your thoughts, man? Am I just a little bit too much of a rant?
No, I'm absolutely with you. I still don't know. Did you end up buying it though? Are you going to buy this?
No. I don't. There's no need for this one.
Right.
I have Grogu. I have Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I have the upgraded pieces.
I know all that, but it wasn't a crazy question because I could still see you like just spending, you know, 5 minutes talking about it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, of course I still pre-ordered it, you know?
But, right. Is there a potential for me to get it later when it releases? Maybe, but I can sure as hell tell you, I will not get the deluxe because I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there, I'm not eager to fill a hole that's not there. So we'll see where it goes. And 2 years from now, come back to me.
Okay, we'll do. So yeah, episode 151 or something like that.
Yeah, so episode 151, I'll let you know where we're at.
So my take on this is, fuck, I wish I never bought that the deluxe Mando. I do like this one a lot better. I dig this deluxe look, but that just doesn't make sense for me to have him in that. Like, I would never put him in this, you know, posture or pose.
I mean, it's weird. I mean, it's so odd to literally turn him into a hobo carrying a bunch of bags.
I mean,
for $50.
If you're an absolute psychopath and you have like five different Beskar Mandalorian hot toys, sure, knock yourself out. Put one of them in this pose, but like, every pose that you're doing with your kind of one Beskar Mando is going to be like, it's not this, you know,
is this the most iconic scene from season 2 to you? And the only thing that is saving about this is the head sculpt. I can see, you know, wanting to put that on the tank trooper later, because, you know, you could do something like that. But to me, and this is just maybe me being a cranky pants today, you know, the reveal of the head when he's talking to Grogu at the end, when he gives him up, you know, to go to Luke. I mean, yeah, that's great and everything, but it's not iconic enough for me to be like, oh, wow, I'm going to pose him without his helmet on, because it's literally him saying goodbye. It's not like you pose him that way. That's strange to me.
Yeah. I feel the same way on that. And, you know, regarding
I
do wish, you know, if for some reason there becomes like a run on, you know, a want for the, you know, current premium format, or not premium format, but the current deluxe Mando, like, yeah, I'd sell that and then buy this one, you know.
And I can see there being some desire for that, mainly because it comes with the pram, which you don't get on any other ones, unless you want to buy the Grogu by itself with the pram. It's like another $200 accessory pack.
Yeah,
and you want to talk about a cash grab? That is the cash grab.
Yeah.
But yeah,
All right. Well, let's get into our first reveal of Toy Fair.
Yeah, shall we? Let's change it up and let's talk about some happy things, shall we? We finally are starting to get our Toy Fair exclusive reveals, and one of the ones that was heavily rumored and finally shown, this bad boy is absolutely gorgeous, the Armorer from The Mandalorian. And this has not yet gone up on Sideshow for pre-order, but all the other third-party, you know, Hong Kong resellers already are sold out on this one and for their allotments. And so I think that this one's going to be a huge, this is kind of going to be like Heavy Mando, I think, to where people want this one. It's a niche character. It's cool. It's, I mean, how cool is that? I thankfully, because of some strings I was able to pull, reached out to Pop Collectibles and I said, hey, can I get one more? I know you're sold out. And so we were able to work out something to where I still am able to get mine. So that's a good situation there. So thank you, Pop Collectibles, for helping me out on that. But this was a great one. I think it looks great. It's everything that you want. I love the fur on the back. I don't know. Is this something that you would want to get yourself to go next to Heavy Mando, or what is it, too niche for you?
No, this is sick, man. I could see this being one of the best hot toys, Star Wars hot toys, you know, of the year whenever it comes out. This just looks amazing. You know, the hair really does it for me. Usually I'm not into, well, it's not, you know, it's fur, whatever, right? But I'm not a big fan of, you know, hair on hot toys, but yeah, that just looks awesome. The coloring of her helmet just looks so good, man.
And you know what the best part about this is because they're Toy Fair exclusives, they're going to be in our hands in like 2 months. And so
they ship them right away.
Yep. We don't have to wait 2 years on this one. Yeah. So that's another reason I think the hype for this one's so high is they're like, shit, I want this one now. And
yeah,
that was kind of my situation. You know, I want this one now and it's going to look good. I can't wait. So that's exciting. You know, whenever Toy Fair rolls around, you know, that's pretty exciting. But another big piece from last week that we never talked about is that we got a figure that is 6 months early, 6 months early. That being the 501st Battalion Troopers, you know, the ones that led the charge on the Jedi Temple with Anakin, Rex's division, as well as the deluxe that comes with Ahsoka's special helmet. And those look so good. I've already seen some amazing pictures that people have already started with those. The production, the final production photos are even cooler. These are going to be the ones I told you when these were announced last year that these are going to be the most sold figures in Hot Toys history, because people are buying 10 or 12 of these, which I think is overkill. And I think I was talking to somebody on Instagram today, back and forth through DM, about how that's a little bit overkill of, you know, dropping $300 per for 10 of these, you know, just to quote army build. We know how we feel about army building, at least in my world. Army building with $300 figures, I think that's kind of a weird flex, but whatever it may be. But those look awesome. If you are wanting to consider getting that, make sure to get the deluxe. I've been saying that since day one, because it comes with three helmets. It comes with the Ahsoka helmet, it comes with the phase two and the phase one, as well as the really sweet rotary gun. So don't miss those. Get on it, pre-order it, because these will not stick around long. They've probably made a shit ton of them, but man, these are going to sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, I feel like I do just have the one on pre-order, but I'm already considering getting another one, just because the helmets are so different. Not so much to army build, but just to have them on two different shelves, you know. But yeah, did you got two, right?
I have two. I got two of the deluxes, and I'll have one be the phase two helmet, you know, that way I can kind of put it with my dark side Anakin. I've already got my ideas of what I want it to look like. Have one with dark side Anakin, and then when Ahsoka shows up, I'll have, you know, the one with the Ahsoka helmet.
Yeah.
And that I think it makes the most sense. And then, you know, whenever Rex does come out, you know, you'll be able to pair it with that one as well.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into the grab bag for Star Wars. So Gentle Giant dropped a lot of stuff recently. We have this Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker milestone statue. I don't have any of these milestone statues in my collection. I mainly go after the mini bus and the classic mini bus. But look at his thick boy. He's got an apple bottom.
He's been doing his squats, hasn't he?
It's a I don't know, man. Like for that price, $250, I mean, it's basically a hot toy. So, I mean, is this worth a hot toy to you? Yeah.
To me, no, because I don't know who that actor is supposed to be that they that they made the face after. It's always blown my mind how hard it's been for people to get the Mark Hamill likeness down.
Yeah.
Whether it be 6 scale, 6 inches, vintage collection, even CGI, the CGI version, they've not been able to get Mark's likeness down.
Animated Joker.
Crazy. Yeah, that's crazy to me.
That's the closest.
Pretty much. but no, this is something that I'm not exactly interested in, mainly because it's not a premium figure that has some of the soft goods and things like that. But for statue collectors, that if you want a Luke, I mean, that is your definitive Luke, I would say. Pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, okay, pass on that. All right, look, I mean, you want to talk about likenesses. So Revenge of the Sith.
What an insult to Sir Christopher Lee.
Count Dooku mini bus. And geez, I don't know, man. That is
I'm looking at the comment from Trainwreck. Is that Aunt Jean?
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean it looks like a pencil drawing. Like it just the detail just like doesn't
it's an art school project. It's crazy.
Yeah, the detail is just not there. His fingers really bother me. His fingers look like
crevices.
It looks like a NECA turtle cartoon figure, like with the overdone finger notches. Like I don't know, man. This statue sucks.
It does. That is honestly probably one of the worst ones I've seen.
And no, I mean offense. There's a good amount of people are like Dooku junkies out there, and so that when they announced this mini bus
super account,
yeah, they won't have a problem selling them, I think, or not having enough. And then
2,000 of those made, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
And then lastly, a Star Wars Force Awakens Stormtrooper First Order bust. So this is a half scale. Nothing to really go over. Just if you want it, it's still available for pre-order to run you $175, which I feel like for a half scale bust, that's not a bad price. I mean, that's $75 cheaper than that Luke milestone statue, and that's 7 inches. So yeah, these that's not a bad price, man.
Yeah, not something I'm going to be adding to my collection simply because I am highly avoiding any sequel purchases. As you know, that's why I sold all of mine off. But nothing against those that do really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a hell of a price for a half bust.
Okay, so now I know you want to talk about this. I think this has both of our attention here. Hold on. It kind of looks like my Aunt Jean. Bro, that looks nothing like Christopher Lee. No, it does not. Shouldn't he be headless? Yep. Okay, so this is Iron Studios had like a little mini convention last weekend, I believe.
Dave, I'm having a tough time seeing it. Can you zoom in a little bit more?
Yeah. They brought the absolute fire on some
of their... I can see it just fine. I just wanted you to zoom in.
Sir, their 110 statues. So... here we got the Boba Fett and Toya podcast first lady Fennec Shand, and it's a deluxe, and they're on Bib Fortuna's throne, and it looks fantastic.
It is.
It's definitely a must. I don't have anything for Iron Studios in this scale. I'm guessing it'll be in that $150 range. I'm all in on this, whatever the price is. I think you are too, right?
It is, and I already have carved a spot off next to my Sideshow Jabba the Hutt to put this right next to. This is an absolute win. What blew my mind is for how incredible, season 2, that final episode was. So many people missed this scene because they're sitting there crying, wiping their eyes about Luke, that they turned off and didn't realize there was an end credit scene. But this scene was so damn good, when they walk down and, he sits on the throne, she takes the drink. They nailed it on this, and I can't wait to get it, man.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They also had some other ones. I mean, and if they didn't reveal that one, I would have been into some of these, I mean, I am into some of these, but like that one just commanded all my like attention. But we got the Beskar Mandalorian in his classic kind of dual stance with his spear when he faces off with Gideon. We have an IG-11
that's a Grogu. Cool one.
Yeah, it's you know, he's on a speeder bike. It's got some you know kind of cloud effects behind it. It's got a cool base. The Grogu when he's on the meditating rock. Yeah. And then there's Gideon. So that would butt up to the Mandalorian one.
Yeah.
And then Bo-Katan. And I'm guessing because most of these like 1/10 scale statues that Iron Studios does, like, you know, they got the Avengers ones, like they all cut the bases all kind of like work together. So I don't know, like you could probably work in, you know, this Bo-Katan one, you know, somewhere next to the Gideon one. But and they'll probably do more. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that kind of base is pretty nice.
Yeah, there's lots of speculation of people wondering if this is a tease of his look from the Kenobi series, simply because we've never seen him in this outfit before.
Yeah.
He's kind of got the tattered, you know, episode 4 look, but he's got a clone gauntlet on his wrist, and he's got a young face. And so it's interesting to see. I know that there's so much speculation as we get more Obi-Wan hype. I can't wait to see. But this is another classic, an absolutely well-done statue.
Yeah, Iron Studios is just climbing up there, man. Everything that I haven't seen. Oh, actually, take that back. We have a new segment this week called Stinker of the Week, and Iron Studios is actually on it. So I just take back everything I said about them. But I mean, no, more than not, they are knocking these out of the park. They're great. I'm definitely all in on that Boba Fett one, though, for sure.
Yeah, name your price. I don't care.
Yep. Okay, so that'll do it for Star Wars. There was some Lego news. They had their kind of virtual con. You know, they did a Moff Gideon's cruiser, the Slave One, which is now, you know, has a whole, you know, rat's nest of, you know, polarizing opinions on that. But Slave One, or now Boba Fett Starfighter? There was like two names.
Yes, or Starship or Starfighter.
There was like Starship, and then there was Starfighter. And so we're not going to get into that. I mean, all I have to say on that is like, who cares? Like, I mean, it'll like, I'm not going to call it Boba Fett's Starship. You know, it'll always be Slave One to me. So, you know, the people that are like, yeah, that's Slave One to me. Okay, well, you can continue to call it Slave One. It's just that any kind of packaging isn't going
to
have it.
That's not the hill to die on.
Who gives a shit, you know? just so that's my two cents on that, even though we said that we weren't going to talk about it. And here I am talking about it.
Moving on.
And then there was a transport. So a pretty cool Mandalorian type transport. Man, dude, Lego's killing it. I was a little disappointed. I thought they were going to have the UCS Republic gunship. That's been rumored. I'd love to get that in the UCS form. And the Deuce, the Death Star 2 was heavily rumored, and that's supposed to be the largest Lego set ever, bigger than that Falcon. So they didn't do it. But what are you gonna do?
The year is still young, and as we get into con time, you know, I still think it definitely could be showing up.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's get into tipping the scales.
We got some good stuff on this one, Dave. Where do you want to start? Do we want to start with something that you possibly could be venturing into? As you know, that we showed last week, you were able to grab a little bit of Hannibal Lecter. I think you could add another psycho to that. How about this one, man? This one's not bad.
Yeah, so this is Iconic Studios, and we have Mr. Bateman, Patrick Bateman, from the rom comedy American Psycho. So I don't know anything about Iconic Studios.
I don't either. I think even when you and I were kind of talking off air, obviously that we kind of clicked into it to see if we could find, you know, anything else that they'd done, and we couldn't. But as far as a third party, I mean, that's not a bad Christian Bale head. It really isn't. And if you are really want to be, you know, crazy, I suppose, you get your crazy face. That's one pose. And if you really wanted, you could always go and get the Hot Toys Bruce Wayne and just put it on the body if you really wanted to. But I mean, that's sadistic. I mean, look at the axe effect with the blood. I mean, that's really cool. That's really cool. I've never seen something like that.
Yeah, as nice as his suit is, like on a 6 scale, like that, geez, that's pretty nice. I feel like this is the definitive look. Like you'd have to display him in the rain jacket. I mean, that's
otherwise, if you just had someone to casually walk in, like, oh, sweet Bruce Wayne figure. You need someone to show, hey, you know, this is different.
Yep.
And that's it's dark, it's sadistic. It's pretty cool, man.
So there's your Bruce Wayne one. You know, that's the sculpt that you would use. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's him. Yeah. So that's nice. And so this is $269 on Big Bad. Looks like first quarter of next year. Iconic Studios, Patrick Bateman figure. And I mean, I don't know, man. The what you called it, the Bruce Wayne sculpt, kind of, I'm not a big fan of it. It does the detail.
But like you said, would you ever be using it?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to justify and like, well, I'm not even going to use that anyways. And then maybe I sell it to a guy like you that just wants that sculpt. So there we go, you know.
I tell you what, buddy, I have an extra Bruce Wayne head. If you get this and you don't want it, I will give you the Bruce Wayne head.
Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah, it's if I do get it, it'll be 100% that screaming, you know.
Yeah, skull. And once again, that axe effect with the blood. I mean, that is super cool. I hope to see, and I'm sure there's companies out there that don't want to approach, you know, blood and gore and things like that.
Right.
But I really hope to see that effect again. That's really well done and really cool.
Yep. All right, and then I'll get the second one up.
Yeah, let's continue on with our, you know, classic films, shall we?
So this is Sideshow. Yeah. Okay. So we have the dude from the Big Lebowski, and it's Sideshow 6 scale.
I thought we were getting Avengers Thor later on.
Yeah, is that even the same pattern?
No, it's not. He has a red. He has a red. He has a red jacket.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I know. We usually don't endorse Sideshow 6 scale often for their sculpts, but I know this is just a promo.
This is something I've always said, is that if you can put facial hair on a sculpt, it helps it exponentially to hide some of the imperfections of kind of a cheaper sculpt. But I mean, you put glasses on, long hair, and a goatee. I mean, that looks freaking awesome.
Yeah. And it's almost like how we talk about with 6 scale, you would get, you know, the robots or whatnot, you know, that it's a masked figure because, you know, the figures themselves aren't that bad. It's just the sculpts are kind of subpar to Hot Toys. So if you're kind of, like you said, hiding it behind glasses and a goatee, and then that's your figure right there.
Yeah. I mean, and there's no questioning who that is on the shelf, and you know, you don't have to say, gee, that doesn't look like him at all. And I think they really did a good job on that. Is there a price point that you saw on that one?
No, there wasn't. I believe it might have been like $240 or something like that. It wasn't more than the American Psycho one.
It's still a little high. I would have been happier with kind of the 3-0 and their Game of Thrones figures. 3-0 and their Game of Thrones figures right around the 175-200 line, which I think is perfect for what they do. And so I kind of would like to see it around there.
Yep. All right, and then
but let's go big for this last one, shall we?
Yeah, let's. I'm excited to kind of get your take on this. Another third party company we've never talked about. So always like doing that on the Toy Isle podcast.
And so of course, let's talk about the third party name. We got Underground King. Not bad, right?
Yeah. So it's Toys Battalion is the name of the company, and Underground King. Yeah, I love that. What was the Green Goblin, the Green Meanie?
There's the Green Meanie as well as the Green Menace. There's two versions. So I just love our third party naming conventions. They're fantastic.
It reminds me, when they put on like R-rated movies back in the day, and they would have like they blur out the the cuss words, and I'll never forget Major League. He's like, Vaughn, I only got one thing to say to you. And he says, strike this motherfucker out. But then he's like, strike this guy out.
It's almost as bad as the Die Hard version. It's like, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. You remember that one?
Mr. Falcon, yeah. Mr. Falcon is solid. Yeah,
back to it.
Yes, I mean, speaking of solid, this is a very hefty figure. This looks great, dude.
It is, and I mean, lighting is everything, and these are obviously really well done photos. I love the purple hue that they have on that one. As a photographer myself, I love the kind of the accent colors there. But this is kind of your, I think they said it's the end of the Spider-Verse version of Kingpin.
Yeah,
because your old version of him in the white outfit. I'm actually glad they didn't do white outfit, just because they're so damn hard to keep clean. Like even with my Krennic and my White Ranger. Yeah. You always worry about it. But, I mean, look at that sculpt, man. You can see the wrinkles. You can see the heft. I mean, that's, you know, that's Fisk, man. And it looks so good. And this is one. He's got the oversized hands. It looks awesome. Look at the different canes you get as well. This is one that I definitely will be adding for sure.
Yeah, so how are you going to go about procuring this?
I will be using Pop Collectibles again once it becomes available for pre-order. They will be my source to go and get that.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty nice, man. And so it's kind of a Spider-Verse comic based, or is this video game based?
I think it's video game, because that's what he looks like in the Spider-Man game from PS4, as well as Into the Spider-Verse. I think it said $300, which for a character that size and that big, I don't think that's unfair at all. I think he's probably going to be, I'm just looking at something considerably in that ballpark. He'll probably be like Thanos size, if I were to guess, maybe a little bit smaller. And, you know, Thanos runs 350, 400 from Hot Toys even. So I guess we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it looks great, man. I just absolutely love, you know, seeing some of these companies I've never heard of, you know.
Let them take the mantle and run with it, you know. They got some, even though they're unlicensed, I mean, that's a hell of a figure.
Well, and like you said, it just makes everyone better, you know. It does. Hot Toys skate a little faster and so on.
And we can talk about it later. We'll put some tinfoil hats on. I've heard rumors that some of these third parties are actually testing grounds for other Hot Toys producers and sculptors and stuff, and so Hot Toys actually owns them. And they just kind of do it under another
proving grounds.
Exactly. Yeah. So interesting to say.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into G.I. Joe, and we'll just get right into it. And it's July. June's done.
Yo, June.
The Joe team, they're the team that I am all over them. In a good way. Like, I just think they're the best team, you know, that Hasbro has, as far as what they're doing. But yeah, this was a big snooze fest. We really only got three figures, revealed. So like no pipeline. Star Wars is even doing a pipeline. It was just three figures up for order. And, you know, I guess there was some other stuff. They did some other like kind of property stuff. Like Jada Toys is doing another issue of diecast figures. They had like an RC car. The brand manager was, you know, on, and he talked about the movie, which, dude, I can't wait to see that movie.
Yes, thank you. It's gonna be great, man.
But yeah, pretty disappointing. I thought we were almost gonna get something, almost like what the Marvel team's been doing, where, you know, we get a figure every Monday. I thought we were gonna kind of get something like that.
Is it possible they blew their load earlier on in the year and they just kind of wanted to get ahead of some things, and maybe the pipeline's depleted at this point? Or, I mean, why would you advertise Yojo June and kind of be a little more anticlimactic than we're hoping for?
I mean, yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But yeah, I mean, it was a snooze fest. I was kind of finding some. I found some like YouTube videos of like other like G.I. Joe dedicated sites, and they're like, you know, grown ass men, you know, making 45-minute long videos, just like how disappointed and pissed off they are. And I'm like, man, like that makes me, you and I, like feel like we are like Angels, because I feel like we bitch and complain a lot, absolutely. But like, oh my God, like some of these YouTube, sites out there, like where they're just like spending literally an hour complaining, nitpicking everything. And it's like, I get it. Like everyone's got, every team probably there's something that, they could do differently and whatnot, but it's like, man, it's a lot of energy to make an hour long video of, how awful the Joe team did.
I mean, you have to have a lot of hate in your heart for, as someone who does YouTube and realize how long it takes to put together a video. And it's hard for me to get a 7-minute video out, let alone a 15-minute video, an hour of just ranting. I mean, yeah. I love to rant and just run my mouth, but I mean, you have to have a lot of hate in your heart to have that much fire to spit, right?
I mean, I guess it just depends on the topic and how, loyal you are and, in love with that brand. I get it. Like, I mean, Star Wars is my baby, but like, I still don't have enough, oomph to get on, YouTube and, talk about The Last Jedi for 2 hours. Like it's not going to happen.
Well, if we're going to talk about Last Jedi for 2 hours, I can do that one.
I can make some time.
I'll make some time for you.
All right. Well, Joe team didn't really bring it, but the internet still did its thing. And there was some, it looks like someone like basically went like dumpster diving, outside of, one of the,
I actually thought this was a joke that you were saying until I realized it was real.
it's legit. The pictures are out there if you want to see them. Basically someone found, and again, take this with a grain of salt, it could just be someone tricking the internet, but this person, Ash Laser on Instagram said that he found a BAT sculpt and an Alley Viper sculpt and an Alley Viper shield. We already seen the Alley Viper on the back of the box that's been there since day one, since the very first wave, that Alley Viper. So it's like, we know that Alley Viper is coming. So that doesn't seem, like that's like a stretch. Like that figure is probably already in the works. So, could those be on deck? We've heard of, rumored of a 2-pack BAT Target Cobra Island exclusive. So who knows on that? But I mean, I can't wait. I'm really excited for the day that we get a BAT figure. And I'll say it right now. Any Cobra Island figure that we've ever gotten won't be nearly as difficult shit show as when the BAT drops.
Oh, absolutely. Simply because of the look, the story that goes along with it, and the desire to army build. And I'm glad that's not a line I'm into, Dave. I wish you luck.
RIP, Dave. Yeah, dude, that's going to be worse than Major Blood, worse than the first Cobra Island. That's going to be a tough one. And then
we do have some good news though.
And this is a leaked, again, another head scratcher. Like, how does this not get revealed on your Yojo June? I get it. They probably have, a T-minus schedule or whenever they think they need to be revealing stuff. But if it's already in hand with retailers, fucking announce it. Like that, I'll never understand that if something can get so far along in production that they don't reveal it. If you are shipping this stuff out to manufacturers, tailors and whatever, that's when you should be revealing it. So here we have a Zartan, again, probably intended San Diego exclusive, but it'll be some sort of convention exclusive. And this figure looks awesome, dude. He's got awesome, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 head sculpts. Because he's the master of disguise, obviously. One of them's a Storm Shadow, a Chia or a Snake Eyes, looks like just a straight up skull, and then 3 kind of random ones. His paint scheme is all different.
Of goodies right there.
He's got a quiver, is that what it's called? Were you
for the arrows? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, quiver,
a quiver of arrows.
Yeah, gun looks good. Yeah, this figure is awesome. And if you listened last week, this was my number one, toy of halfway 2021. So this is a must have. The packaging looks cool. It looks like it's even got that, like, you can spin the wheel. you know, and then
put wondering about that. I didn't know if these were alternate packages, but now it looks like you can. That's even cooler. Man, that's cool. I like that.
Super innovative with the packaging. I absolutely love it when you know, Hasbro teams get creative with the packaging, from that indoor kind of three pack set to, you know, the Hoth Echo Base one that you like pull out. We're going to get into it, but there's a really cool Marvel Legend MODOK one that they did. So I just love it when they do cool shit like this with the packaging. It's awesome, man. And then moving on from Hasbro, we have some more Joe news. And this kind of broke the internet. I feel like this was like all over my feed. And I mean, it's sold out. Like I was kind of surprised that it sold out. And that's a Mezco
that price point too.
Yeah, that's a Mezco roadblock. So this is a Mezco exclusive. You can only get it through you know, Mezco. So sorry, big bad guys. You know, you can't get it there. Yeah, this is kind of the definitive roadblock look.
I love that sculpt there, the grimace look, snarling teeth. That's a good one.
They just kill it. I mean, if you are like a soft goods junkie, you know, you're missing out if you're not doing Mezco, because I feel like they're the top of the food chain with soft goods. They're
your premium 6-inch figures for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, $95, and it is officially waitlisted. So I did not get this, and I kind of had you know, I'm throwing in the towel before you know, it gets too late in the game. I have Destro on pre-order. I think I put down like a $10 or $15, you know, NRD or whatever. And I think I'm just going to eat that NRD and stop, because look, I'm not selling my classifieds. That's something I'm always going to collect. The Mezcos, that's probably going to be the fourth iteration of Joe's, because I want to go back and start doing the vintage G.I. Joe's. As soon as I'm done with this
vintage.
Yep. As soon as I'm done with this Star Wars Kenner line, I'm going to want that vintage goodness. And that's going to be something that I want to do. I'm going to cherry pick. I won't have like a complete set by any means, but I definitely want to have, you know, a lot of the first couple series.
Yeah.
And then
that's cool. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yep. And then, the 6-scale. So I have the 3-0 ones. So do I want to do Mezco? And then I already know if Super 7 does an ultimate line, which I think they will, I'm going to do that. So I'm kind of I'm proactive here, and I'm going to just throw in the towel on the Mezco in hopes that someday there'll be a Super 7. Cause there's no way I'm going to be able to say no to a Super 7 ultimate line. Like I can't. Like I'll buy every one of them. I just love the ultimate line that Super 7 does. So do these stand out to you at all? You like the roadblock?
I do like the roadblock. It's exponentially better than the Destro, in my opinion, mainly because I'm still not 100% sure about that smiling Destro face. That was so odd to me, but it's interesting, because if you want to cherry pick, like you said, I think that you can stage out your Mezco releases. It's not like a Black Series thing where they drop like 10, 15 figures, you know, every couple of weeks. You know, it's a limited run, you know, per month, per year. So that's helpful in being able to kind of limit the collection without getting out of control. But as you said, if there's that many lines, which is your definitive line? And then you have to make that decision for yourself. And as I've said, I'm glad I don't have to worry about that, because I don't know if I could make that, because there's pros and cons to every one. Do you want the availability? Do you want the soft goods? Do you want the exclusivity of things, the scale? What's going to be the point that makes you most excited?
Right.
And I don't know. It's not going to be for me, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move from Joe and get into, we got a fun top three, so let's get into it. Top three. All right, top three. We are talking about props, movie props, basically grail items that you would like to procure. So anything from a movie, that could be prototypes or toys. It's kind of like real bougie shit, basically. Just like, just flex. Flex as hard as you want to flex type of thing. Like, you want to impress somebody, show them this boomerang from Crocodile Hunter Part 3. Yeah, you know, screen accurate. You know, boom, there you go.
Pants, I remember back off. In the day that when I was growing up, when Sharper Image used to be a thing, and they used to have some of those like Star Wars like masks, you know what I'm talking about? You could get like the Imperial Guard, the Akbar. I remember talking my dad into finally getting me, you know, a Boba Fett helmet from Sharper Image back in the day. And so that this whole thing kind of reminded me, this whole top three reminded me of those days of getting something, you know, that is kind of either screen accurate or something along those lines. It's different from toys. It's not like we're going to Walmart to pick these things up. And right. So one of the things I think you and I talked about, these things are attainable, at least. You could actually buy these if you want to pay for them, right. Obviously. It's not like we're saying, hey, I would like to have, you know, the actual, you know, severed hand from the Empire Strikes Back.
The actual Death Star from, you know, the...
Yeah, I want that one in my garage.
Yeah. Didn't they find that at like a... It was like found at like a disco ball, like... There's a crazy story. If you haven't heard the story of like how I think Gus Lopez has it now, the actual model of the Death Star, it was basically like thrown away.
Interesting. And then, cool.
And then someone found it at like a kind of a yard sale type situation. And then, you know, it was found again at like a disco club and they were using it. It was like at a bar called the Death Star and they were using it as like a trash can. Yeah. It's nuts. The history of them finding it. But anyways, okay, so what do you got, man? How about you kick it off? What do you got for your number three?
So number three is that this is kind of playing off. I've just been getting, ever since these Blitzway Ghostbusters came in, I've just been, you know, I went back and watched the films. I've been watching different little pieces on YouTube, even listening to, unfortunately, I found that my wife had never even seen Ghostbusters as of this week. That's a conversation for another time, and we're rectifying that. We're going to get that situated in our family real, real soon. But something I really want that I think could be cool to be able to display and to show people, I would like a replica or model of a ghost trap. I think that is, I think it's reasonable size, you know. Proton packs would be sweet, but you can't really display that, you know, right. You're not going to certainly wear it. But I think a ghost trap, because of how iconic it looks, and there's just so much you could do with that. I would love to have kind of a 1:1 scale actual, if I could get a, you know, a prop from the movie, that'd be sick, but I would love a Ghostbusters ghost trap.
That's sick, man. And I think that if the Plasma series ever gets the role-playing treatment, well, they already are. I'm sorry. They have one of the wands. I think they have Spangler's wand that they just announced. So that's, I believe, the first, you know, official role-playing, you know, product for the Plasma series. But yeah, Ghost Trap, I don't see that being like too outside of the box for that to be in the role-playing line. Make it electronic even, you know, like hook it up to your phone, you know, you could open it, do some sounds.
I just want to be able to carry it around and say, we came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome, man. Yeah. And to get like a legit replica would be sick. Okay. So, good number three, dude. All right. So my number three, I went with, let me actually get it up here. It's on eBay right now.
Okay.
So this is something, it's a prototype toy, and this is, you've probably seen this. This is something that they gave to, I believe the story of this is, you know, it was given to the Hasbro team that, you know, kicked off the Black Series line. And this is, only 400 of these were made, and it's a prototype of Chewbacca, and it's in this kind of beautiful little, you know, box set where it has the prototype of Chewie, and then it has the finished design of Chewie, you know, that was...
I have never seen this until this moment. This is really cool.
Yeah, I've seen Mr. Stevie Evans. He shows it off quite often. It's in one of his detox, but it's super cool. It comes with, you know, like a a COA type thing, you know, and yeah, I think it was like $1,500 on eBay or something. But yeah, this would be something I would I'd get a kick out of, man. Just having a prototype, anything like Star. I don't have anything Star Wars toys prototype, and that would be awesome, just because of how, you know, great and the Black Series is, and there's no stopping that line, you know. So
yeah, and I would say that is not an unobtainable piece at all, and that's a really cool little bit of history and being able to share, you know, all kinds of really neat things with that.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I mean, only, you know, 400. I mean, like, shit. Like, I have stuff that is, you know, exclusive with less count than that. You know, like that my Obi-Wan. I mean, that's only a couple hundred too. You know, and I got that. So I mean, it's on a prototype, right? But yeah, okay.
Right.
So that's my number three. What do you got for your number two, bud?
So this is not necessarily from a movie, but it's still from pop culture, if that counts. And as I've told you before, Guns N' Roses is my favorite band. I want a signed Slash guitar, a signed Gibson Les Paul. From one that he played would be incredible.
Very cool.
But I want a signed Slash guitar. And I know there's those ones that, you know, Guitar Center had the Slash model. I don't want that. I want a actual played, you know, and normal Les Paul from him signed by Slash.
Awesome, man. Yeah, that would display
rather nice.
Yeah, throw it in like a real nice, you know, shadow box. Yeah, that'd be sick, dude. Okay, so that's number two. All right, so my number two, I'm going with a movie clapper board. And, I could sit here and say, well, yeah, I want fucking the Empire Strike, one of the Empire Strike backs, you know, screen used, you know, or production used clapperboards. Like, that's never going to happen. So just like I was thinking of just kind of oddball films that I wouldn't really would think would have, you know, like a big fan base. Like, just off the top of my head, like, this wouldn't be a one that I would get, but like Club Dread or like Super Troopers. Just
Super Troopers would be sweet.
You know, Cabin in the Woods is
yeah,
that's a polarizing movie. I mean, people, I feel like the people that don't like that movie just don't understand it,
right? But,
I love that movie, and I get torched by my friends all the time for liking that movie. So I you know, that could be something. And they're still super expensive. Like I saw one for like Blue Streak, and it was like, you know, $15,000 or something ridiculous.
Yeah,
so it's like,
anything from an actual motion picture is going to be quite up there.
Yeah, but I just think they're cool. They're cool prop, and you know, they would display great. And yeah, so a clapper board from, yeah, kind of a less popular movie, just so it's kind of attainable, you know. All right,
I'm gonna go big on this one. Because this would be it. All right, and I would love to have, I want to get it framed up the right way, displayed properly in an airtight container or case, whatever, but I would love a signed script with all the actors. Obviously people are gone now, so it's hard to get some of these, right? But I want the original script to Star Wars signed by George Lucas, the original cast, James Earl Jones, David Prowse, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, all of them. I want the original Star Wars script, the one with the handwritten notes, you know, that people put in there, not just the printed off thing. Right. I think I saw something, I think it was on Pawn Stars of all places, where they bring those in for auction. And I think that it was just a cast members, but it had, you know, Lucas's handwritings in it.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, Harrison Ford's or anything like that, but it was going for like $600,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's no more iconic film, especially for someone who loves, you know, Star Wars, than the signed actual script to, you know, A New Hope. I think that'd be incredible.
Yeah, that's anything where you have a huge collection of autographs on one thing is, and especially for all from the same similar universe, franchise, whatever, is so sick. I mean, for my honorable mention, I was going to go with a classic, white stormtrooper bucket with, everyone, everyone's autograph on it. And I've seen, Darth Hathman on, I'm probably not pronouncing his last name right, on Instagram. He has like an insane collection, and that's what he does. And he's been doing it for like 15 years. So he has some like heavy hitters on there. Like, he's,
oh, got, I can imagine.
He's got Carrie Fisher. I believe he did a private signing with and got Harrison Ford, even, who like never signs anything, you know.
Just a grumpy old man.
Grumpy old man that we just love. All right, so yeah, solid number one. So my number one, I'm probably going to start another podcast about this because this is something that I am like, I'm feeling the gears going. Like, I'm like constantly thinking about this stuff, and I'm on this like tiki bar kick. I want to build a fucking tiki bar so bad.
Yeah.
I'm a very handsy guy. So a lot of it, you can like build your own, decorate your own.
You know, I can't do that shit.
But so anyways, and as some of you know, I have a cabin up north that we go to a lot, and we're doing some work to it, but I'm not going to be able to turn it into the tiki bar that I want. But I think it'd be cool in my bar to have, whether it's, you know, movie accurate, probably not. So this would be most likely a replica, but an IG head, you know, that you see at the cantina as a bar. So, and if you don't know what that head is from for the IG units, it's from a Rolls Royce, combustion chamber. So it's from an actual engine and, you know, it's an English, you know, company, obviously, and there's, it's not like, oh, you can just get on eBay and get a fucking Rolls Royce, you know, combustion chamber. You could, but they're expensive. So more people than not, they'll just make replicas. But I think it would be awesome in my bar setup to have two IG units, you know, hooked up, actual functional. You know, I get one would be, you know, Red Bull and vodka. Yeah. Yeah, Red Bull vodka and then Natty Ice on the other one, you know, just good to go. So, yeah, that I thought that'd be fun, man. You know, I have a kind of replica, you know, throwback there.
That's
so,
a hella cool idea, man. Very, very sweet.
Yeah, so that's our top three. And we're going to go out of the top three and go into, this is the first segment we've ever done. We don't even have a layout for it. It's so fresh. And we're going with the stinker of the week. And today, stinker of the week, we've talked about it at the beginning of the show. And as much praise as we gave Iron Studios, they went ahead and they did this.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is, it's not Michael J. Fox. Let me try to get in on the sculpt. I don't know who this is.
Oh my God. I've not seen that until this moment.
This is, so this is a Back to the Future 2 with the infamous scene of Marty getting stuck, on the water fountain, deal on his board. And, you know, everything looks good on it. You know, he's got the mags, the bases. It's good enough for this, but geez, they swung and a miss on that likeness. This looked absolutely nothing like
Dooku, man. That's worse than Dooku. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was debating on putting Dooku, in this segment, but like, Jesus, this is Michael B. Fox. Like, this is not it, Iron Studios.
Yeah, I it's like on the tip of my tongue of who I think that looks like. I just can't, put it out there. I know I've seen that face, but I feel like it's not Michael J. Fox. It's someone I know, and it's gonna hit me probably as soon as we sign off.
Oh man, yeah, I'm thinking about it too now. I mean, it almost looks closer to Ewan McGregor. I mean, and even that's off, but yeah, dude. So stinker of the week, there it is. We'll sprinkle those in here.
That can be a super fun segment, shall we? That's gonna be some good stuff.
Yeah, so okay, well let's get into some Marvel, man. Yeah, they had some fantastic stuff. So actually we're gonna skip the transition and just go right into Marvel, because I'm curious about the copyright stuff there. So let's get into Marvel. So what do we got, Kev?
Yeah, so that's going to bring us to our segment of the week, because we can't start off our Marvel releases and our Marvel reveals without talking about this ridiculous, ridiculous Elvis MODOK. Now, okay. Here we go, everybody. This is our segment of the week.
Buckle up.
Are You a Poser, Volume 2? We've asked this question multiple times on this show, and I've always had some insecurities, thinking that as a nerd, that I'm not worthy, and I'm not a good fan, and I'm not even a good collector. I don't even need to be doing this podcast, mainly because I am not all in on something like this. Now, when I was scrolling through, I saw that, oh, wow, they're getting ready to tease a really cool Marvel feature tomorrow. It had this really neat, like, guitar-looking case, had some purple lights on it. I was like, oh, wow, they're really going all out for this thing. And so then the next morning comes, and we get this, okay? Now, Dave, maybe I'm a poser, but I'm going to tell you, I do not know what in the actual fuck this is from. But then, of course, you are not a poser until you read the Reddit threads and all the comments on these of people saying that, oh, this line and this comic book is some of the best stuff they put out in 20 years. Well, if it's one of the best thing out in 20 years, then how the hell do I not know about it? As someone who considers themselves a fairly affluent comic book person and affluent nerd, where did I miss this? And why is it not so iconic in, you know, Marvel lore? Dave, can you help me out on this? Am I a poser once again?
Yeah, sure. We're both, this is the official poser toy podcast here. I know nothing about this, and that's fine. I mean, it's a deep cut, and I love that. I love when companies do deep cuts.
This is the way an exclusive should be. It should be niche to where the little bastards out there that have been waiting 25 years to have their Elvis MODOK are finally appeased. That's fine. But don't sit there and high road me again, making it seem that you're better than me because you got the first edition of Elvis MODOK that throws burgers out. I mean, it's so odd to me. It's so odd. But if this makes you happy, then sweet, man. Good for you.
If I knew something about it and, you know, maybe if I read that run, I would probably pick this up because I'm a sucker for the packaging.
Next wave comic is what it's called officially.
Yeah. And it's just, it's a brilliant way to do a repack retool. I mean, we always talk about it. This is how you do an exclusive. You know, you're not just putting this out and not have done the deluxe MODOK already, like where it's like the only way you can get MODOK is this. Like that would be a shitty way to do an exclusive. This is perfect. So I'm stoked for, you know, anyone that's into this. It's a fun set. The playability is cool. It's there.
Yeah, I mean it's certainly a conversation starter because it certainly is a conversation starter for us. But yeah. It just still rubs me the wrong way, man, where people act like they're better because, oh man, I'm a diehard Next Wave, you know, fan. And if you don't read the Next Wave comics, then are you really even a fan at all? I mean, don't tell me that you love Captain America and don't tell me that you love Batman if you don't read Next Wave. I'm like, okay, asshole, thanks. So all that to say, I do feel like a poser when it came to that, but that's the way exclusives should be. That is part of the PulseCon exclusives, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But we did have some other good reveals. Let's start with, shall we, Sylvie, a.k.a. Lady Loki, as people call her. Spoiler, if you've not made it this far into the Loki series. This is an interesting one, and I'm glad that they're kind of building out the Loki line. It looks cool. Not much more I can say because the story's still developing on Disney Plus. So any other thoughts from you, Dave?
Nope. Pretty basic figure. MCU collectors are going to be all over this. I am no longer collecting MCU, you know, I'm whittling down on the legends, but it's a nice looking figure.
Yeah, it's cool. And I'm just, once again, I'm very happy for the face printing tech that has definitely expanded. But we started to also get some leaks, and I love me some leaks. So we started to get leaks, and then I think they said, all right, we better run with this type of thing. And they showed us some official photos and figures from No Way Home. Spider-Man is just around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. So we have Doctor Strange redone. We have the brand new suit from Spider-Man. He's kind of Iron Spidey-ish with black and red and gold. And then you got the all-black version with some gold trim and some red highlights. Until we get this on the screen and kind of get some backstory behind it, I have no real attachment to it, so there's not much I can say. But can we talk about that J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson? I mean, that is super cool. I love this one. I absolutely love that one right there. I would love if they, when it all comes down to it, if they pack in a Remyverse head to swap in and out on that.
Sure.
Especially because all they have to do is just add some hair on top of it. Yep. And it's the exact same head sculpt.
Yeah.
But this is cool, man. Starting to see some stuff trickle in from the show. Not the show, but rather the movie. So that's exciting to see. But then the big enchilada is that we got our PulseCon exclusive. And no, I know, Dave, you have a little bit of a thought on this as well. But it had been rumored that Retro Card Venom would be approaching and on its way. But we had no idea we'd be getting the animated cell shading version of Venom. And this looks really, really cool. You got a brand new body. You got these really cool effects. You know, it makes it look just like the, you know, the TV show. And I'm assuming that's going to be like kind of the collector's box that all those different, you know, some of the vintage cards comes in. That's the iconic, you know, animated series version of Venom. It looks awesome. But Dave, I'm afraid you have some thoughts on this. Do we not?
Yeah, as soon as I get rid of this ad here. Yeah, I mean, this, it does look great. Those of you know how I collect Legends, I'm currently just collecting Spideys and Symbiotes, and this is going to be the figure that is going to bow me out of Symbiotes, because I'm not paying $30 for this.
Really?
It's not so much like, yeah, I buy stupid shit. I spent $40 on that bullshit raffle, you know, a couple weeks ago. So it's like, that's not the point here. I just don't like the direction that this is going. Like, you know, I don't want to be spending $30, $35 for just basic 6-inch
not
figures.
Even for Art Deco type things. I mean, that's kind of what this is.
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, it's nice, but the retro card doesn't do anything for me because I open up the figures. I don't need that exclusive, you know, Venom box that it comes with. But yeah, I mean, the deco is nice, but I don't know, man. I think I'm just kind of looking for a way to be done with Symbiotes, because honestly, Legends just isn't doing too much for me anymore. So I think I'm just kind of looking for a way out, and this
that's
might
fair.
Be
that's
it.
Fair.
Yeah, this might be it.
But if you were looking for the animated version of Venom and your definitive Venom, then it's definitely going to be available for you. PulseCon exclusive. Good luck on trying to get that. I feel like that's going to be a little bit probably of a mess for those
you
that are hoping
so?
To get it. If they do it right, no. But when was the last time, you know, they've done some of the some of our exclusives the right way?
True.
So I guess we'll see. But I really love the Art Deco. I thought it looked good. Very, very interesting. But let's switch over to 6-scale for a second, because we were able to get some updates to the Scarlet Witch WandaVision line. And we finally got White Vision, which some people thought was going to be a Toy Fair exclusive in itself. But this by far, and I'm glad that I held out on getting another Vision, because, you know, they did Wanda and they did Vision kind of for the WandaVision line, and it's identical to the Age of Ultron version. So there was no need to get that Vision. And so this one is by far the better head sculpt. It even comes with an LED in the head there to kind of make that glow, which was really cool. Not for sure about that unicorn effect, but everything else looks pretty damn good, man. Look at that face. You got interchangeable eyes to make him cyborg, as well as, you know, I guess when he's enlightened, whatever you want to call that from the show. But this one looks sick, man. The White Vision is going to be coming. It says fall of 2022, so we got a whole year until it comes out. 18 months is your typical release point. We'll see. We'll see if they meet that. But the big winner, if you want to keep scrolling down here, is that they updated Wanda Maximoff. Now, we had this figure revealed when the end of WandaVision came off, and people were complaining about the head sculpt, and they said, look at the crown, it's not set right, and her hair's not right, and also, I don't even know who that is, that's not Elizabeth Olsen. Well, they went and fixed the head, they fixed the crown, they fixed the hair, and now we have the definitive Wanda Maximoff from WandaVision, and damn, does she look good. I think there's another picture down below that shows a little bit of some of the other ones there. Maybe not. But this looks awesome, and I'm so glad that they went through and updated that. It's going to be cool to kind of see how the final product photos come out. But this is a very good step in the right direction. I think that they're taking their time on their head sculpts because of the Tony Stark issue, and they don't want to repeat, you know, an issue of the Mark 85. They can't have that happen. So since then, you know, we got that incredible Tom Holland head sculpt. We got the incredible Steve Rogers. It's interesting that they started releasing figures without head sculpts early, such as, you know, the Doc Ock suit, such as the clones. Anything that doesn't have a head sculpt, they've released early. Are they spending more time on their QA like this to make sure that they're never going to put out another poor head sculpt? Potentially.
Yeah, let's hope that's it, right?
Yeah. So that's awesome to say. But as we had talked about with Star Wars, with our Toy Fair exclusives, and we thought Vision was going to be one, we did get our Marvel Toy Fair exclusives, starting with everyone's like, oh, sweet, Cyborg is coming. We're going to finish the Justice League. But LOL, you're not getting Cyborg from the Justice League. You're getting Spider-Man Cyborg, which it makes me wonder, is that the ultimate troll move to just kind of dick with DC fans? Right. Be like, oh, you want a Cyborg? We'll give you Cyborg.
I never thought of that. Yeah.
But you have DC's, I'm sorry, you have the Cyborg Spider, which I think looks pretty cool. I'm not sold on getting that one yet because I wasn't, call me a poser again, I wasn't that into that figure, that line, that comic, anything like it. It looks cool. I've gotten almost all the Gamerverse pieces now. I just don't know. This one may be the stopping point for me on the Gamerverse figures. But I mean, it looks cool. I think it's a masterful troll move if that's what they were doing with the Cyborg stuff. But the big winner is the Neon Tech Mark 50. And this thing is badass. Now, I think the neon suits are some of the weirdest things I've ever heard of, and I was like, who is buying these? But look how good that thing looks. It looked kind of like a sports car aesthetic, and it reminds me of the nanotech combat suit that Tony was wearing when he suits up in the Mark 50. Yep. They nailed this one, and I think this one's going to probably be the best selling of those, you know, tech iron neon things. I liked this one. This one's cool. You actually get accessories, which you didn't get with the Mark 50. So well done. Yes, pleasant surprise. Is this all that we're going to get from, you know, Toy Fair for exclusives and, you know, summer celebrations and such? I don't know. There's more rumors out there. There's rumors about the Mark 1. There's rumors about Cyborg himself coming. Who knows? We'll see. But I think they did very, very well with these reveals. Thoughts on any of those?
Yeah, pass on the Neon Tech, kind of like you said. Like it's nothing that I've never been attracted to the previous Neon ones. This one does look like the best one out of all the, you know, Neon ones that they've done though. The Cyborg Spidey, you know what? If I end up getting that Scarlet Spider one,
which is the best Scarlet, which is the best Spider-Man they've ever made.
And that was a Toy Fair as well, it right?
Two years ago.
I'm all in on this one right now. You know, I just have the 2099 one. But yeah, I feel like there's some iconic suits that I kind of gravitate to, and the Cyborg Spidey is one of them. So
I remember you got these the Legends Cyborg Spidey.
And it's awesome. It's super fun. I really like it. And you know, I do remember reading that some of the comics of him. I'm probably like a 75% chance right now. I'm 75% in right now. So give it tonight. I'll probably, well, when do these even, you know, go on? Do you have to sign up for it through Sideshow?
They haven't put up the Neon Tech and they haven't put up the Armorer yet on Sideshow, but they have Cyborg Spidey on Sideshow now. So you can go there and just pre-order and you'll get yours. So if you want the Cyborg Spidey, he is available on Sideshow right now. Well, or you can go to any of the Hong Kong resellers and grab them now. So those are going to be coming here in the next couple months. So I think those are pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, I guess I know what I'm doing after the show.
yes. And if you want, Dave, I actually have a $25 coupon. If you
I think I might have one or two as well. Is yours about to expire?
Yes, mine expires on the 20th, so I might need to go and look to see if there's anything else.
You'll
I want.
Find something. Yeah, you'll.
Of course, I do.
You got 14.
We got to keep that. We got to keep that streak going.
Keep
right?
the streak alive. That's right. All right. Well, let's get into the last segment, and I'm pretty excited about this one. So Dave's leftovers to wrap up the show.
I love them. So I love great. The transitions.
All right. So on bat, we talked about this, I believe, a month ago when Prime One Studio had their little kind of virtual con. And there was no information about this yet, other than, you know, their YouTube video of their reveal. And that's the Prime One Studio Predator Museum Masterline Jungle Hunter 1/3 scale. A third scale of a Predator. Like, this thing is fucking awesome. So it's like a awesome.
Size of a toddler, right?
This thing is so cool. There's two versions of it. This is just the standard version. Kind of going through some of the pictures. I mean, I've always gravitated to Predator. It's, you know, I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite franchises, because there's literally only like one or maybe two like good, like great Predator movies. So I wouldn't say I love the franchise, but I love
Predator. You can definitely get down with the concept, right?
I love Predator. Yeah. And so Jungle, if I was to ever have something this like ridiculous, like huge in my collection, it would be the Jungle Hunter. I mean, that's the best, you know, version of that character.
Next to a tiki bar, right?
Oh my god, hey dude, great idea. And this thing's too stupid expensive. So $2,700 basically on
a non-refundable deposit of over $400. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's steep. And then I'll kind of just show off the deluxe version real quick. So here is the deluxe version, which is also $3,300. And basically the difference is, let's get to the picture where there is the difference. You get, it was, like a whole new helmet sculpt. Here we go. Yes, this is the deluxe. You know, he has, I think that might be an AVP, kind of helmet, but yeah, and you can actually display the extra helmets, but you know, it's just that's expensive, man. And it's gonna be huge. Here are the different sculpts. Yeah, they look nice, man. But yeah, you know, I was excited to see what the price is gonna be. I'm out on this. I can't fork over that type of cheddar. And dude, the size, I mean, a third scale Predator, that's gonna be huge, dude. Second in the grab bag, this is, I think this is what, you know, Super 7 was hinting at breaking the internet, right? You know, we got the Ultimate line with Power Rangers. You know, so they revealed five figures. They got your Green Ranger, Yellow Ranger, got T-Rex, Dinozord, Putty Patrol, and
I like how you actually get the Goldar. Cool. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. I don't know if there's any of these, you know, you're kind of a Green Power Ranger guy, right? I mean, like, well, what's your thoughts on the packaging at first? Like, I mean, it's a classic, you know, Ultimate line.
Yeah. The packaging reminds me of the old packaging, you know, from when I was a kid. I just don't know about that price point. Again, I know you get a lot of stuff, and I know if you have, you know, the $22, you know, Lightning Collection, you kind of are getting the exact same stuff, if you ask me, with the exception of the Zord. The Zord is interesting, and I love how you get the little version of the guy to put on there. I think those are cool. I want to see these in hand. I want to see, you need to show me why this is better than the Lightning Collection, because as of right now, I'm not 100% sold.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you know, they're another, you know, $35 more, you know, than the Lightning Collection. So yeah,
especially the Goldar, if you go back to that one, I mean, I don't know if there's an extra, I don't know if there's $40 worth of new stuff on there with that. Yeah, the head sculpt better and the paint's better, but I don't know if that's not worth the difference to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. You got to see these in hand, but like I have enough Super 7 Ultimates that I have faith that this will be like top notch. This will look far superior than the Lightning Collection. And, you know, like you said, it should be, you know, it's another $35 more. So yeah, pretty, I like the wave too. I feel like that's a very nice wave as far as, just kind of mixing it up.
Yeah. You got some heavy hitters. You got some, I mean, there's nothing bad in there at all. So well done.
I feel like you could kind of cherry pick this line too, if you wanted to, you know, if you're maybe in too deep on the Lightning collection and you didn't want to like start over, that you could just get, you know, the Dinozords, because it sounds like they're going to be doing all the Dinozords, and you could just get those maybe, and you know, that and Ultimate line, like those are gonna look nice. They're gonna be big too.
Yeah, and I think the only other thing I would say about this, and I'll move on, is that I would have appreciated if they double packed the putties. I feel like you don't want just one, and if you're gonna buy more than one of those, do you really need four cowboy hats, you know, for your putties? So and
Super 7 does some pretty cool exclusives, so maybe, you know, that could be your opportunity to do a cool, you know, convention exclusive. So food for thought on that. And then last is, you know, we don't have any, there's no, you know, images leaked on this, but, you know, goddamn Dave, I'm turning into a Transformer collector. And I got them all in front of me. So how do I got? I have three versions of Shockwave.
Dude, yeah, we went from not a Funko channel to now this is like Dave's Transformer segment.
Cybertron.com over here.
Yeah.
So I have three iterations of Soundwave that are all procured this year, by the way. These are all my Transformers are like less than 6 months old. I got an actual G1 Soundwave. I have the Cybertron Soundwave that was a Walmart one, and then that red line that they did that was like a 6-inch.
When's your Unicron shipping?
Yeah, right. But I have a badass Jetfire, and then I have all the crossovers except that Top Gun one. I'm not fucking doing the Top Gun one, but I got the Ecto-1, and I got the Gigawatt, and then the Blackbird, and now we talked about the Jurassic Park one, and I did pre-order that, but there's another one that is leaked, and the Transformer name is Draculous. We are getting a fucking horror Universal Monsters crossover Transformer. And
I can't wait to see what this looks like, man.
I mean, is it going to be a bat? Like, are they going to do like a bat?
Kinda like the Beast Wars type thing?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, you know? Cause like I don't need a fucking bat car. Like, I don't need it. What are they gonna give us, a Batman car? The Batmobile. So I feel like it has to be a bat. Draculous is the name that, you know, is kind of been floating around or discovered. I think it was an Australian site like leaked it or something like that, but no pictures, just that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something that we're gonna get around, you know, Halloween. You know, they'll probably piggyback off that. But dude, if they're going that direction, dude, if we get just all Universal Monsters, holy shit, man. I will have a Transformer podcast.
You will be down the black hole for sure.
This is super cool stuff, man. Yeah, so I'm all in on the Draculous Transformer. I think that's rad. The crossovers are just fun. So
yeah, they really are.
So so that's it for the leftovers. So yeah, that's a wrap, you know. So next week we got our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we do.
Definitely, you know, tune in, listen, watch that one. That's
gonna
be a lot of fun.
Bring a friend with you. Let's have a watch party. We'll see if we can't do something else to incentivize you. Apparently, me dropping coin on Ghostbusters and me getting drunk is not good enough to get people to show up. So we're gonna have to up the scales, man. We're gonna have to figure this out.
Let's do it. Let's just grow this puppy. So yes, thank you guys for watching and listening, and we'll see everybody next week. 1 year.